Hey, we're getting to the pointy end of the year. That means draft time. We like to look forward to the draft and to see where the teams finish off and what picks we're going to get. And no better person to talk to at the moment than Cal Toomey, Draft guru. Welcome to the show, Cal.
Oh, wrapped to be on, Burn. Guys, how are we, everyone?
Very good. Good to have you back. What's happening with the draft? Adelaide sitting 16th at the moment, Hawthorn 17th. Are we playing for a number two pick? Are we playing for Jason Horn Cup this weekend?
The Horn ultimatum. It's going to be interesting, isn't it, which way it goes.
Nice.
The Jason Horn ultimatum. Look, he's a star, isn't he? South Adelaide gun. He's Joel Selwood, but the overhead stuff that he does probably makes him a little bit of Nat Fyfe too. So there's a lot to love about him. And yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see which way it goes in these next set of rounds, because Adelaide, as you say, currently got pick three. Is it enough to sneak him through to that point? At this stage, I would say no. You probably have to finish with the bottom pick to end up with Jason Horn, I think. So that either means do you finish last as a Crows and get first call on him, or then do you take it to the trade table and say, okay, we'll give you our first pick, which is number maybe two or three, plus something else, and see if you can tempt the bottom place sides into swapping around selections. But yeah, he's a star, Jason Horn, and you can see why a stack of clubs would love him on their books.
Hey, Cal, I'd love to ask you about the way Adelaide have gone about the draft in the last couple of years. Your thoughts on Chase Jones, Ned McHenry, Fisher McAsee, all first rounders. They're taking a while to develop, though.
They are, those three. I mean, I think we've seen good signs from Ned this year, and I think that the pressure and intensity that he brings has been something that across this season has improved, and in incoming seasons will definitely be a part of that forward line mix for the Crows. So I've been pretty, you know, excited by what we've seen there. Fisher McAsee we haven't seen too much of as yet, of course, and Chase Jones has been in and out of the side. In saying that, though, we've seen Sam Berry a little bit. We've seen Luke Pedler a little bit. Riley Philthorpe looks like a great pick last year when they had the choice of others. Harry Schoenberg a couple of seasons ago. So, look, you can't get everyone bang on, but I think we still have to hold the faith of some of those guys that you mentioned at the top. And, yeah, I think that there's bits and pieces that we've seen from those first-round guys, and particularly Ned. I think that the improvement he's shown across this year should be enough to excite some Crows fans.
Hey, Cal, Matt Crouch, All-Australian, best and fairest at Adelaide Footy Club, had his issues with his groins this year, obviously. Been offered a multi-year deal, you reported, but he's knocked it back. Why?
Well, he hasn't knocked it back. That's news to me if he's knocked it back, Burn. At this point, it's in front of him. So it's been presented to him. It's been in front of him for a little bit recently. I think at this point, the Crouch decision, look, other clubs think that he's been gettable. He's potentially been open-minded about where his future could lay in 2022. He's a restricted free agent, so if he does go, of course, like his brother Brad last year, the Crows would get a compensation pick through free agency for him. But at this stage, the Crows, in dealing with him and offering him a deal, as we reported, either 2 or 3 years, I think that shows that they've got an indication they want to keep him, but at the right price. And he's a tough one to gauge in terms of the price because, as you said, hasn't played this year, was getting pretty close to a return, would have played his second game in Sample this weekend, but obviously no Sample with the Crows in Melbourne. So, yeah, really fascinating to see which sort of way this plays out with Matt Crouch, because it's also difficult to work out if he doesn't stay at Adelaide, where does he go? Because clubs have probably one or two inside midfielders per team. They don't want too many more of those pure inside midfielders. So it's interesting to see who would go and grab him if he was on the market.
If he did go to another club, what sort of compensation pick for the deal and the terms would Adelaide receive, in your opinion?
I think he's somewhere between second round and end of second round. So that means, as a second-round pick, it would come after the Crows' second-round selection, which at the moment would be about 22. So it would be 23, a pretty similar sort of selection to what the Brad Crouch compensation pick was. Or it can happen at the end of the second round, which would obviously be around pick 39, 40, depending on compensation picks that have thrown in up the board as well. So I think he's not willing to get the offers from other clubs whereby it's enough to trigger a first-round compensation.
Luke Edwards, that went to West Coast last year, obviously Tyson Edwards' son. Adelaide opted not to pick him up as father-son. 6 games this season, had a bit of history with Jackson being at the club on the rookie list as well. Do you reckon they'll be regretting that now with the performances he's put up?
He's going well, isn't he? I think a lot of clubs would probably be regretting not taking him a little bit earlier. He's a guy that probably suffered in his 18th year, his draft year, whereby the form just didn't happen. There was a little bit of injury issues that happened with him, and that's why he fell a little bit down the draft order. But what we saw is him as a prospect, as a 17-year-old in his bottom age year, was really exciting. He starred for the South Australian under-18 side as a bottom age player. So, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that we'll wait and see how his career goes. But I think that there's probably a little bit of mutual feeling to that decision as well. I go in the open draft and see how things go from there.
Hey, Cal, do you know anything about Luke Dunstan? And he was sounded out by the Crows and eventually didn't come back last year. And all of a sudden now he's going pretty well with the St Kilda.
Yeah, he's unrestricted free agent. So as you say, had some interest last year. Was told that he wasn't going to play this season. Yeah. So it's one of the great turnarounds in terms of his career and what he's done over the past 6 to 8 weeks. He's been combative. He's tough. He was best on ground a couple of weeks ago in a big win for the Saints. So has really won back his position inside that midfield. And he's working really well alongside Brad Crouch in the midfield there. So, yeah, one to keep an eye on because I don't think the talks have really heated up with the Saints. So I think there will be more interest in him. And his performances now suggest that there should be a few takers for him because he'd probably been written off at the start of the year. And it's his call. He can walk to wherever and whichever club he wants to. As an unrestricted free agent, the Saints don't have the option of matching a bid for him. So that's going to be a fascinating one to see how that plays out.
Yeah, he's turned into an inside ball. Funny enough, you say he's working really well with Brad Crouch. He was almost part of that deal last year, Adelaide pulling out on that, as you said. Jack Billings, he's another interesting one. Someone that's going pretty well this season, but obviously the talk is always around the Bontempelli getting picked after him and where's he at or his development at. Is he gettable from other clubs?
It's a bit unlucky, isn't he, Jack, because the pick after him obviously was Marcus Bontempelli. I think if the Bulldogs had have had the option in that draft back in 2013, whether they took Billings or Bontempelli, they would have probably taken Bontempelli second. So I reckon they would have taken Billings ahead of Bontempelli at the time. So sliding doors for all parties there. But Billings has started talks on a new deal at the Saints. He's keen to stay. I think the Saints are keen to keep him. He's had some injury troubles this year. He's been playing with a plantar fascia. I'm not sure if you've ever had one of those, Burn, but apparently pretty hard injuries to work through. And he's had some injections as well to make sure he can get to a level of his best. But was really good a couple of weeks ago against Brisbane. So I expect him to stay. There has been some interest out there for him. He's been linked to the Ruse, maybe even the Bombers potentially. But I think that the likelihood is that he stays with the Saints.
Kia, just before we let you go, your favourite for the premiership at the moment as it stands? It's wide open in my opinion. Who's your choice? And are Richmond done, especially with the Dustin Martin news?
Richmond's done. Richmond's been done for a few weeks.
Wow. Yeah,
they're done. I don't think the dynasty's done, though. I think they can come back next year. I like their kids. I like what they've been able to do in terms of giving them some opportunities this year. I think they can come back next year and challenge, but I don't think they can win it this year, particularly with Martin out. Even if he was there, I don't think they could win it. Mm. I'm going to reserve judgment, though, on premiership favouritism. I want to wait till Saturday night because I want to see Melbourne and the Bulldogs and see who takes that game by the scruff of the neck at the MCG, because last time the Ds were too good for the Dogs. They blew them out of the water in the first quarter. I think the premiership favouritism will rest on that performance. Ooh. At the moment, I think the Bulldogs are maybe a nose in front, but if the Demons go ahead of them again and beat them twice for the home and away season, then they probably deserve premiership favouritism. So we'll wait and see how that big clash plays out on the weekend.
Well, thanks for the update, Cal. Always great to chat. And you can catch the Road to the Draft podcast anywhere you get your podcast. So thanks again, Cal.
Anytime, guys.